Welcome everybody, Shinaman 995. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafua Shalema Yitzchak Ben Meril Shatakahav Rafua Shalema Basaych Shachal Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Mavir. Okay, so we are in the middle of talking about the refrigerator. We spoke about the light, a couple of Shirim in reference to the lights, how that works. Now, along the same lines, you have the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, bring down many modern refrigerators have a fan that turns on when the door is open. And now we're not talking about the motor, but it's sometimes there's a fan, apparently in certain models, whereby when you open the door, automatically the fan goes on. So it's a little bit similar to the light, although it's the difference will be the light is a deraisa and the fan will be l'chayru d'rabbanan, but still one cannot open the fridge if that is the case, that in other words, when every time they open the door, the fan goes on, the internal fan or whatever the case is, and one has to be careful. Now, if one has, like we've been talking about, the Shabbos mode, you know, usually when you set the Shabbos mode, so again, that cuts off, it's supposed to cut off the fan and the compressor and whatever it is, the lights, and it does the whole deal, or keeps it all running the whole time, or keeps it off and on, and however it has to work. As far as, well, not the light, but on and off as far as the compressor. But be it as it may, so that's the Shabbos mode. But if somebody doesn't have the Shabbos mode and they know that they have this fan that he's talking about in some modern refrigerators, a fan that turns on and the door is open, one must tape the switch or remove the function before Shabbos, right? If you know where the switch is or the piece or whatever the case is, not the whole fan, but the thing that makes it go on and off, usually there's like a little button when the refrigerator presses it in, or a little switch that the refrigerator presses it in. So this may be the same switch as the one that controls the light. Sometimes he brings down Tucket. Sometimes it's the same switch. It controls the light and the fan, possibly. Again, depending on the model. There's various different type of refrigerators, various different type of models. He brings down also, does it say, at Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, this may require a magnet on the door also on the sensor to block the switch. That's what we were talking about last time. They sell these magnets sometimes. Or it just might, one has to talk to a mechanic and figure out how it could work and see if there is taka a problem. Now, in a case, again, with same thing, like the light, where one forgot, this would be a drop easier where a Jew cannot open it, obviously, but, to call a guy would be okay. This is would be a shvus to shvus bechlal. It's not even a question of it's a mir lakum, but it's a shvus to shvus. It's two drabanans, one the fan, one the telling the guy to open the door. If one did not do so, he brings down someplace can allow the person to get a guy to open the refrigerator for essential Shabbos needs. Again, if one needs food for Shabbos, not just them like this to open up, and but shvus to shvus, like we said, it's a little bit easier, shvus to shvus, b'maka mitzvah, and so on. Okay, so that's again, if one knows they have the fan, they have to look into that. Now, as far as refrigerators go, there is another shaila that comes up, and that is a general concept of the compressor going on. In other words, you have like a thermostat. And let's say, again, somebody doesn't have the Shabbos mode. So what happens? You open up the door, and the warm air rushes in and will, you know, cause the motor or compressor or whatever it is to start working. Usually, it doesn't happen right away. So if one knows every time they open the refrigerator, it goes on right away, which is usually not the case. Okay, so that's a separate issue. That could be similar to the fan. But usually what happens is you open up the refrigerator and, you know, the warm air comes in, the thermostat, and it would trigger the compressor or the motor to go on, but it's not going to happen right away. So what's happening? It could take whatever. It could take a minute, whatever. It could take a little while till it goes on, a couple of minutes till it goes on. But the fact that your person opened up the refrigerator, now that the warm air came in, it'll make the motor or compressor go on quicker. But it won't happen right away. Usually it's not happening right away. So if it happens right away, right, so that would be, like we say, a psik resha. It's happening right away. But the fact that it goes, it's all a psik resha. I'm sorry, it's all a psik resha. But the fact that it goes on, it's a psik resha, and it's doing a act right away. But if it happens a little bit after, a few minutes later, so that's what we call in halacha a grumma. A grumma, meaning sort of like a cause and effect. You open the door and the thermostat, yeah, it's going to bring it on earlier. It'll bring it on like 5 minutes earlier than it should have went on normally. But that's called a grumma. So now what we have is called a psik resha. It'll happen automatically. You open up the door and it's going to trigger the thermostat a little bit quicker, it's going to happen, but it's going to take a little bit of time. So that's what we call, like we said, a grumma psikresha. It's happening automatically, but a grumma, which does not, something which does not take place right away. So you have over there psikresha on a grumma, and just to explain it a little bit better, the Sefer Shabbos Homri explains that rather it's an indirect consequence, consequence with a grumma, which is a delayed reaction. So you have, it's a davar she'eino mischaben. So in such a case, which again is usually the case, so there are many, quite a number of poskim who say it's not a problem to open. Again, we're dealing with right now, we're talking about just the thermostat, whereby with the motor and the compressor. So in those cases, in general, there are quite a number of poskim who do say it's not a problem to open up the refrigerator at any point, even though it might make the motor compressor go on a little bit earlier. There are others who are machmir that say whatever, it should be either on a timer, number one, or number two, just to open it whereby the motor is running, because what's happening now, when a person opens up the refrigerator, and so the motor's running, so it's just going to prolong the motor running, or it's going to prolong the compressor running a little bit longer, but it's not going to really trigger anything. It's just going to keep on going, sort of. So others want to say that to do it only when the compressor or when the motor is running in the refrigerator, only then to open it. There are those who are machmer like that. You have both ways. Definitely, like we said, there are major, major poskim. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Taka Zech Tzadok Livracha, held like that, and others. So lemaisa, that's the story as far as that. There is definitely what to rely on. Somebody wants to be machmer, like we said, when the mode is running, that could be done. Now, one other thing he brings down, the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes. Also, you have sometimes ice defrosters and digital chips. I'm not so familiar with all these things, but just reading what he says, some models have ice defrosters when that turns on Taka, or the digital chip immediately adjusts. In other words, it adjusts the whole thing, or turns on the ice defroster every time that one opens and closes the door. So then that would be the same problem, sort of like as the fan, where one has to be careful if it's happening automatically. Anytime you're having automatically, so then that's what we call a psikresha. The thing with the motor and the compressor, that's more of a grum of a delayed reaction. But things that happen right away, meaning as soon as I open the door, you know, this goes on or that goes on, then that's where we have a problem, where one has to be careful to make sure that it's off. Now, he brings down also that there's a learning, for learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, that there are certain organizations, apparently, that specialize in adjusting appliances in order to avoid the Shabbos issues. When it comes to all these things, one should, look into it or talk to the Rav, the Pesach, and so on, and try and find out if they could find, or possibly sometimes the mechanic, you have mechanics who deal with refrigerators, so they know a lot of the very from mechanics, they know what each refrigerator has, the issues, whether it's the ice defroster or the fan or whatever the case is. And many times they know how to set up, either to put it on a clock or to put it, or to install a Shabbos mode or somehow, or to cut it off altogether, you know. So it depends, again, depending on the model, everybody has to look into their own situation, their own refrigerator. But that's basically the concept. Once these things all happen right away, as soon as you open the door, that is a problem. It's only over there by the motor and the compressor, whereby it is a delayed reaction, so that many poskim say it's no problem at all. But again, everybody has to look into their own model, their own refrigerator, and see. We just gave in this shiur, I just wanted to give some of the various, some various different examples brought down. Actually, let's say for Shabbos, learning Shabbos in 3 minutes, he brings down quite a few of the more modern examples. The oldest farm from like 30 years ago, 25, 30 years ago, they bring down also, but not as much. Obviously, as we move on in time, the refrigerators change, and it's even in the last 15 years, refrigerators change. So everybody has to know for their own, their own benefit. But the bottom line is the Shabbos mode is really, really a wonderful thing that was made, and it adjusts everything to, to sort of like be kosherized, in the refrigerator. Okay, thank you for listening. Atzlocha and Baruch Hu, Kol Tov.